You're listening to Beyond the Ribbon, a podcast of the Cancer Survivorship Center, powered by 24 Hours in the Canyon. This podcast is brought to you by Auto Inc. Auto Inc. is a distinguished family of dealerships redefining automotive excellence. Be sure to check out their website at autoinc.com.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to this episode of Beyond the Ribbon. My name is Ryan Parnell, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host and oncology nurse, Pam McMillan.
Ryan, how are you today?
Pam, I am really good. I tell you, trying to get in the holiday spirit.
You know, one thing about the holidays is it's very tempting to snack. And sometimes maybe we don't pick the perfect snack during the holidays, correct?
Well, speak for yourself, Pam.
Maybe not the healthiest snacks, I should say.
I think you're right. You know, it's easy to fall into some traps. It's easy to maybe let go during the holidays, and I'm certainly guilty of that.
You know, sometimes you just want to try it, but you're not hungry. Yeah. So you just snap on it. It's a bad habit to have.
It is. But rest assured, you guys listening, we today are going to talk about some ways to maybe, is it fair, Pam, to say snack better? Or snack less, or maybe just do better during the holidays.
Making better choices.
Better choices. That's right. Well, I tell you, you guys listening, we have pulled back in our dietitian, Rachel Hutto. She's joining us again today. Rachel, how are you?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Really, really good. You know, I'm gonna let a little bit of a cat out of the bag for a second, and maybe we've talked about this before, but you guys listening that have been coming to Rachel's nutrition classes, you're going to be blown away by Rachel's kitchen at our new facility. And, you know, we're looking forward to that in December. As you're listening to this, we are in the process of packing up and moving and looking forward to seeing you guys and providing our services and activities and programs over at our new location. And we'll talk about that at the end of the podcast, but I know Rachel's equally excited. But Rachel, the holidays are upon us. How in the world can we make good choices and kind of keep maybe some of this progress we've got going?
Right. Yeah, for sure. I think that we get around the holidays and like you and Pam were mentioning, we decide to either use it as an excuse or let loose. And it's not that we necessarily have to be more stringent on ourselves, but we have to remember that it's just a day, right? And then if we can look at the season and be consistent throughout the holiday season, and then on the holidays themselves, remember that that's just a day in and of itself. We can find our way forward so that way we're not trying to make a new resolution at New Year's, but just maintain what we're already doing.
So what kind of tips do you have for us to make better decisions during this time?
Absolutely. I think that the very first thing that we have to think about is asking ourselves and being mindful about, are we actually hungry? And that is such a hard decision to make a lot of the times because, like you said, we either want to try it or we want to eat more because it's just so good, right? That's a good excuse. Or we just simply are bored. We are having conversations and there's food sitting in front of us and we just don't even know that we're doing it until we step back and we say, wow, I'm a lot fuller than what I really wanted to be. I'm maybe a little bit uncomfortable and maybe I shouldn't have made those decisions. But if we can really focus ourselves in and say, am I hungry? Why am I eating this? And then make the decision to eat or not to eat instead of just reacting and doing it mindlessly.
So don't wear those stretchy pants so that you keep eating.
Yes. Trying to decide, you know, where some guardrails around the stretchy pants, right? Don't let them stretch out all the way, but put up a little bit of boundaries on saying where you feel comfortable with and making that decision before that time gets there and saying, you know, this is how much I'm comfortable with eating, or I'm comfortable today with going a little bit over, or I want to make sure that I'm listening to my body and following its cues and I'm not going to overeat. Making that decision beforehand instead of putting yourself smack dab in the middle of it and making those decisions in the moment.
So planning ahead, I'm hearing, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Planning ahead. You know, one thing maybe, and I was thinking of this as you were talking, Rachel, is, you know, there's always the proverbial turkey trots, you know, the 5K or the whatever. And I'm not suggesting or saying that you got to go do a 5K on Thanksgiving morning. However, what would be wrong with, if the weather's cooperating, to go make a lap or two around the neighborhood before you have your big lunch? So maybe you've exercised a little bit. Again, that probably don't want you to think maybe that gives you a pass to have an extra piece of pie. But I think I might feel a little bit better, like, okay, I exercised. If I do maybe indulge a little too much, I at least got my exercise in beforehand, rather than, of course, I'm not going to feel like exercising afterwards, because we all know there's football and there's a turkey nap, you know, a turkey coma nap, and there's all those things, right?
Absolutely, yes. Getting up and moving before or after a meal not only helps with maybe that feeling of guilt of consumption, but it's also going to help with our blood sugars. It's going to help manage what we're consuming and make sure that our blood sugars don't spike as much. It's going to keep our gut moving, so that way we don't feel overly full. There's a lot of benefits to movement around mealtime.
You know, we were talking about planning and planning ahead. I used to hear a physician tell almost every single one of his patients, now you can have a piece of the pumpkin pie, but just have the piece of the pumpkin pie that Aunt Martha would make. If it's not special, then don't have it. So don't eat the store-bought, you know, versus maybe that special pumpkin pie. Is there some...
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, sometimes whenever we want to eat something and deciding if it's special or not, or if it's like worth the taste, right? Sitting back and saying, wow, you know, these don't taste that great. Why am I continuing to consume it? And that's really hard sometimes, because I know that a lot of us were raised in a generation that said, if you put it on your plate, you got to finish it. And so we make a plate and we decide that we're going to consume everything on it, instead of, again, being mindful and saying, yes, this is going to work for me and I enjoy it, instead of saying, I don't necessarily want to consume that because it's not something that I'm enjoying and it's not something that I want to spend my meal with or my calories on, however you want to look at it. And so being able to make that mindful decision and being okay with not consuming what's on your plate, or all of it, I guess, or making the decision to make a plate that looks like something that you're comfortable with consuming.
I've always kind of felt like, you know, if I'm anticipating going back, you know, because, right, it's the holiday. It's like I only get turkey this time of year, or my mom's dressing, or whatever the case may be, is little portions, you know, and eat what you want to eat the most first, kind of thing. And so those are just some of the things that I have learned over the years. And I think that's one of those things, Pam, as she said, was it's, there's a lot of turkey, there's a lot of pumpkin pie, there's a lot of pecan pie, but maybe it's the one, and that's the one you choose.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned eating what you like really like desire first, and that's a smart, but then also considering and saying, well, if I'm really wanting to manage my intake around the holidays, focusing and choosing to eat your protein foods first. Put something in our stomachs that has a little bit more heaviness to it, some more satiety. So give us that feeling of fullness. And that will allow us at that point in time to say, okay, I can be more mindful and I can decide when I'm full, because I ate the thing that's going to make me the fullest first. And so then it allows us to kind of manage our intake of our sides and our desserts, if we're truly listening to our bodies.
Are there some things, because I know, like, right, we add the gravy and we add the this. Are there some things maybe that we could cut off and not add, and bypass some of those maybe empty calories?
For sure. I think that, You know, we find empty calories in things such as some gravies can be relatively empty. It really just depends on how the gravy's made and what all is in the gravy. But then, you know, cranberry sauce, another relatively empty calorie. But I really encourage people to, instead of pouring it all over your plate, make a small bowl. So that way you can still enjoy that, but you are being able to dictate how much of it you're consuming. If we pour a sauce or a gravy or something over top of our food, we end up eating whatever ends up on the food whenever we put the food on our fork. But if we can dip our foods in that sauce and kind of give ourselves what we, you know, a serving size or so, then we can really decide how much we're consuming. And again, helps with that mindful decision that we're trying to make.
And I guess too, one of the things that we should obviously from the Captain Obvious area is say, don't avoid vegetables. There's always good vegetables at Thanksgiving dinners and Christmas dinners and parties and so forth, right? So always still continue to add those veggies.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, anytime that we can make half of our plate fruits and vegetables, that's always ideal. We're going to get fiber. We're going to get plenty of vitamins, minerals. And so even if it's in the form of a casserole or something of the sorts, if we can choose those casseroles and the salad and stuff that have those non-starchy vegetables, have some fruit in it, really try and fill at least half of our plate with that. It's again going to help with that fullness feeling and allowing us to listen to what our bodies are telling us whenever we're full.
You know, I think one of the things, Pam, I might even ask you, one of the things is I sometimes feel like because it is a special holiday and there's family around, sometimes I almost feel pressured like, oh, that's all you're going to eat?
You've got to try every dish out there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that what we're saying is that's not true.
Yeah, for sure. I think that, you know, if you want to try everything out there, like you said earlier, put a little bit on your plate and decide if you like it first. And really try and focus in on those fruits and the vegetables and the protein. And I think that the other side that we haven't hit on is considering like what fluids we're consuming and really saying, okay, like, can I make sure that I'm still getting my water intake today? Can I make sure that I'm hydrated? So that again, we can decide, am I hungry or am I not? And that decision of, am I hungry or am I thirsty, has been taken away because we decided to be mindful about our fluid intake.
So is there anything else that you would suggest to our listeners to make us make better decisions during this holiday season?
Yeah, for sure. Especially when it comes to snacking. I think that when we go to choose a snack, we should say, okay, what does this snack entail? If we are grabbing a handful of crackers, can we put something else with it that is going to help us manage the metabolism of those crackers? So saying, can I add protein? Can I grab some cheese? Can I grab some meat? Can I grab some nuts? And trying to make that snack decision complex and having some fiber, some protein, along with the fat and the other carbohydrates that we're consuming. And so that way we get some fulfillment from that snack. And it's not just, oh, I'm going to grab some crackers and then 20 minutes later, I'm going to grab something else. And then 20 minutes after that, I'm going to grab something else because we're just grabbing like just really starchy, carby foods and not giving ourselves anything to surround that to help keep us full.
Is there any way to avoid that nap time feeling after you have that big meal?
That's a hard one, really and truly, because of that fullness feeling. Not to mention the, you know, large amounts of protein. If we are consuming a lot of like turkey or ham or something of the sorts, and sometimes we get a tired feeling from certain types of proteins. But again, we might not feel like getting up and moving after a meal, but if we can get up and keep ourselves moving and keep ourselves active, that's going to help a lot with that aspect.
Maybe start a new tradition of going for a walk after lunch. you know, or your Christmas brunch or Christmas Eve breakfast or whatever it is you do. Maybe that should be a new tradition that you start with your grandkids or whatever the case may be.
Absolutely.
You know, we often talk about eating the rainbow. Is there seasonal fruits and vegetables that maybe we should be trying this time of the year?
Yeah, pomegranates are a great option right now. They are in season. They have a lot of antioxidants in them. They have a lot of vitamins and minerals. You can get some fiber. Really love adding pomegranates to like salads. If you're going to like make a fall type salad for your Thanksgiving meal, if you know you have some type of yogurt or pudding dessert that has fruit in it, you can definitely add pomegranates there. But those are really like great option for something seasonal and especially something new that a lot of people don't necessarily try.
Kind of being sneaky, isn't it? Maybe. Yeah. And I don't mean that. I don't mean that negatively. Y'all are laughing. I don't mean that negatively, but maybe that's just one of those easier ways to get a little bit more fruit or vegetable in your diet is adding it, like you said, to the salad, to the, you know, the breakfast. If you have like, I know my family does a Christmas Eve brunch that mid morning, and it's always, you know, yogurt and fruit and things like that. And so mixing that in is kind of a sneaky way to get a little extra.
And the nice thing about pomegranates is that they have a bite to them, right? Almost like a crunch type of texture. And so it gives a really nice texture to some of those things that you're adding, especially if you don't tolerate nuts or you're allergic to nuts or something of the sorts. It's a really great place to get that texture from too.
What about our survivors that are currently going through chemotherapy that have maybe taste changes? Is there any suggestions that you could give them?
I'm trying to use some of those things like acid in your meals, knowing what you are able to, what you do like and what you don't like, and using sauces and whatnot to really try and focus on that taste that you are tolerating and liking right now. And I know that a lot of the times we have the metallic taste, but a lot of times we're just losing like sense of taste in general outside of like maybe sweet. And so trying to focus around how can I create the taste that is most pleasing to me right now around a full meal. So that way we're focusing on, again, complexity of that meal or complexity of a snack and not just gravitating, I guess, towards a certain taste or texture.
So I guess in a case like that, it might be best if you know this is what works well for me and this is, I can tolerate this and I can do that. Then if you can, you offer to bring that or make that. Maybe have your spouse or your loved one make that or say, hey, here's the recipe that works best for me, right? I mean, kind of being your own advocate in those areas.
Yes. And I think that especially if you're the one bringing something and you know that, you know, this taste is something that you're really like enjoying at that point in time, it also gives you the ability to say, okay, I know I'm going to consume more of this. And can I maneuver this recipe to have more fiber in it, because this is something that I know I'm going to get to enjoy. Can I find a way to add more protein to it? Because I know that this is something that I'm going to enjoy. And that gives you a little bit of rein at that point in time and saying, I'm the one bringing this. And I know that it's something that I like, something, a taste that I am, you know, pleasing to me right now. And so I'm going to create something that is going to be well-rounded for myself.
Very good tip.
Any other tips that you have for us?
I think starting now and being in that mindset of, yes, like I'm going to start listening to my body. Yes, I'm going to start learning to say no to food, even, you know, when I want it, if I'm not hungry, and starting to identify the I'm bored, I'm anxious, I'm overwhelmed, whatever those emotions may be that is maybe leading us to over snacking or overeating. The more that the quicker, I guess, that we start focusing on it and the more that we start identifying those things, the easier it's going to be to overcome that. And a lot of those emotions that drive snacking and drive overeating are going to show up over the holidays because it is a exciting time, but it can be a stressful time. And so if you can focus on those now and start learning what your body's telling you and saying no to food, if it's not hunger, you're going to be able to be in a better spot throughout the holiday season.
A lot about self-control.
It is.
Absolutely.
It is. And I think I'm going to share this. It's something I heard once before, and I hope that Rachel doesn't smack me next time she sees me. I don't know if it's incredibly appropriate, but I think it has very good meaning. And as you said, I know it's important. We all need to plan and we need to think about it. But if you do overindulge, don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up. I mean, we all have moments like that. What I heard someone say once before was, it's not what you eat between November and December. It's what you eat between December and November.
Yeah.
And so just because maybe November, December, you kind of take a slide back a little bit. Again, don't beat yourself up. And, or as we like to say, should you, right? I should have, I should have, I should not have, I should. Just know that you can focus. If you focus on those 11 months out of the year, it's in a case, if you happen to slide a little bit in November, December, you can make that up. I hope that's a fair statement.
No, for sure. And I just want to like mimic that I think that it's so important. And I kind of said it at the beginning of the podcast is just that, you know, the holiday day is just a day. And our like trends, like week over week, month over month is really what dictates our nutritional health. And I am going to definitely like eat pie on Thanksgiving, and I will likely overindulge, and I'm going to have the potatoes and, you know, the corn and all the things. And we should be able to gather around food. We should be able to enjoy food and be able to enjoy the company around food. I think that the biggest thing is just deciding what you're comfortable with beforehand, because if you know that you're going to beat yourself up, and allow some of those emotions to creep in, try and use that planning aspect to manage that so that way you don't beat yourself up. And if you're somebody who is going to be like, eh, it is what it is, then that's great too. Try and enjoy the season and enjoy the food that surrounds it, and use the hints and tips to try and make it as you know, nutritionally healthy as a time as it can be.
I think I'm more ready for this holiday season than before.
Absolutely. 100%.
Rachel, thank you for sharing all your tips and tricks. You know, Ryan, we're really excited. Like you said, we've been preparing to move to our new building. So, you know, if you're looking to get some more tips, make sure that you join us at our nutrition class next month. Rachel, this brings us to our last segment. We are sponsored by the Auto Inc. family. Do you have an Auto Inc. inspiring moment that you could share with us?
Absolutely. I have a client who, you know, specifically surrounding snacking, we decided that it was best for her to schedule a snack in the middle of the afternoon, and have found things that have allowed her to A, enjoy that snack, but B, also decrease snacking as she was cooking dinner and some of that overindulgence later on. And so it's always really great whenever we can learn to say yes to things that helps us naturally say no to other things and find that balance in our lives.
I love it.
All good things. All good things. I think, as I said before, little things can make a big difference. And these are those little tricks and little tips and avoidances and things like that to maybe help you guys enjoy this holiday season even more. Rachel, thank you for joining us, and thank you for sharing your knowledge and expertise with our folks today.
Absolutely. It was great to be here.
Pam, I tell you, every one of our podcasts seem to have great nuggets.
They do. You know, hopefully you can listen, re-listen, share it with your friends, family, anybody that's struggling with maybe healthy snacking. It's not just for cancer survivors.
Yeah. And I will throw this out to you guys listening as well. If you feel like you're struggling in the area of nutrition, diet, you know, just maybe can't get over a hump or whatever the case may be as it surrounds food. Maybe you just have questions you don't understand. Rachel is a resource, and we provide Rachel's services to you at no charge. And Rachel does one-on-one classes or one-on-one consultations with you. And so we want to make sure that you know that you have access to a dietitian like Rachel, who can help you with whatever the situation may be that you're struggling with. So all you need to do is give us a call at the Survivorship Center. It's 806-331-2400 and say, I need to speak to Rachel, or I need to speak to your dietitian. And you can even do it on our app. You can even make a request on our app as well, and we'll get you plugged in. It's so simple, right, Pam?
Very simple. One-stop shop. Download our app, and you can make that appointment yourself.
That's right. That's right. Now, here's the greatest thing, right, Pam? This is we're getting ready for Thanksgiving and the end of the month, and we will be in our new facility starting on December the 2nd. And I can't wait for our listeners to walk through those front doors and just be amazed.
Come and join us, look at the beautiful building, and then I think we have some great things set up for next year and for them as well.
We do. Lots of great classes. Some of the ones, you know, that we always have. We'll be adding a few new wrinkles and twists and new things. But you guys, you need to make sure you make it a point to follow our calendar. Get to one of our classes, especially once we started our new facility on December the 2nd. And that address is 1732 Hagee Boulevard. 1732 Hagee Boulevard. It's over in the Medical District. In Meta Park. It's near the Botanical Gardens, the Ronald McDonald House. And so just a few little points of interest for you to make sure you know where to get there. Follow our calendar, look at our activities, and make sure and join us next time for another great adventure here on Beyond the Ribbon.
Thanks again for listening to Beyond the Ribbon. We'd like to extend a special thanks to the Auto Inc. family of dealerships, as they have supported the 24 Hours in the Canyon Cancer Survivorship Center since 2016. For more information on the Cancer Survivorship Center, please visit our website at 24survivorship.org.